Hello and welcome to the A-League's Fantasy Show, where each week we'll bring you the latest news and tips in the world of both men's and women's A-League's fantasy competitions. My name's Campbell Johnson and I'm thrilled to be joined by two of Keep Up's finest, James Dodd, with me here in person. Welcome.
Hello, Cameron.
Yeah, I was about to say, I still haven't forgiven you for that, Doddy. I still haven't forgiven you for that, so I'm glad you kept it up. We've got Maddie in the Perth Bureau all the way across the Nullarbor. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, good. Great to see you, Cam. How are we going?
Fantastic. And it is Cam, not Cameron. So I like that you left it off.
That was short for Cameron.
Just, oh, okay. There it is. I'm never going to get away from that. I'm never going to get away from it. Maddie, it was a bit of a rough week for us in Isuzu Ute A-League men's fantasy. I mean, me personally, I got 134, so I'm buzzing on that. But as a team, it's too many cooks in the kitchen once again.
Yeah, look, well, I also got in the hundreds. I was going to come in boasting my 109.
I got there before you, mate.
Big Cameron comes in with the high 130s. But yeah, for the AFC podcast team, it wasn't great. 68 points for the round. And I think that we can't help but look at that trade that we made, sending out Davia after 3 weeks of not delivering too much. And then he drops an absolute masterclass, 23 points. We could have had them on the board. So I think it's just another week of back to the drawing board. And most importantly, we've dropped back down out of that top 100 in our AFC podcast league. So we're stinging a little bit at the moment, gentlemen.
Well, we like to act like we're bringing all this expert knowledge, but we're pulling ourselves right back down. But
hey, I think that one thing that we do show week in, week out, that all the listeners coming in and tuning in every week, we are just like you. We are nutting our way through this season in exactly the same way and coming up against all the hurdles that a normal fantasy player would face. It's just the fact that there's maybe 7 or 8 of us experiencing it together.
But Matty, one person who's doing very, very well is the man to my left, Senor James Dodd. Fourth in the club championship at the moment, which obviously combines the Isuzu Ute A-League and the Liberty A-League scores. You're absolutely tearing it apart, mate.
Well, in women's, I am. I'm fourth out of the entire competition of women's. Men's, I'm about 400 and something. And this week, it would have been lower were it not for Tate Russell, to be perfectly honest, because my team had an absolute stinker up front, much like AFC podcast team, to be honest, up front. But yeah, women's is going very well. And I'm sure we'll come on to that a bit later on about some key picks for this week and you know, some of the ones from last week. I must say, though, the man who outperformed everybody in the Isuzu A-League fantasy this weekend was, of course, Joe Lolley. This is what the slander that I received in episode 2, courtesy of Lockie Flanagan. Take a listen.
Week 1, guys. You spent all this time talking about you need to pick Joe Lolley. Get him in. We didn't pick him in our team. What happened, Cam?
Look, that one's just through to the keeper. Plain and simple, I'll take the heat for that one. I honestly don't know what happened because we were all going, yeah, we definitely need him in our team. We definitely need him in our team. I guarantee you Doddy has him in his team. I have him in my team. Matty might have him in his team. But then we've let our own team down and not put him in our podcast team.
Take the bull by the horns, actually make this happen.
So a bit of context around this. That was episode 2 after week 1 where the three of us picked the team, didn't we? I banged on about Joe Lolley. I had him in my personal team. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be an almanac because I actually subbed Joe Lolley out of my personal team ahead of round 3 after Sydney had a terrible start to the season. But there would be, and I know one person on this podcast today had Joe Lolley as a legacy pick. So there would be a lot of people who performed really well in Isuzu A-League Fantasy this week because I'm fairly sure he's probably posted the highest ever individual score from a player in one round.
In one round where there's been one game. Maddie, do you have the stats on that? Or I believe Marco Tullio had a big haul last year. Bruno Fornaroli, I think, had 40 points as well in his 4-goal haul.
Yeah, I think that's the magic number that those three players have all hit in the past. But, you know, you're talking about Lolley and the regrets and whatnot. I want to give a silver lining to our decision-making because we have completely overhauled our front three in the AFC podcast team. And, you know, we've gone for Oscar Zavada, Bruno Fornaroli, and recently Bernardo from Adelaide. They've all increased in value and we're actually looking at about 1.4 to 1.5 million combined total value with those three players moving forward. So, you know, Dottie, we can look and regret the Lolley decision, but, you know, we can't look backwards too much in this game. We need to look forwards. And after this international break, we can sit here next week and debate maybe moving one of those players out for a Joe Lolly to bring him back in, because as you mentioned, Sydney FC were absolutely electric in the front line on the weekend. And interestingly enough, hadn't scored a goal all season. And then at the end of round four, three players from Sydney, Kucharski, Fabio and Lolly, led the front three in the fantasy team of the week. So just a massive turnaround. And the new manager bounce, guys. It hit again.
You didn't believe in it, Matty. You didn't. you went against your religion. We're going to get onto this later, but you banged on about how you believe in the new manager bounce. It's your religion. Mate, you're crawling on all fours back into the church this week.
I think so. But, you know, I think the great thing about this religion is it's welcoming after anything. So they'll welcome you back with open arms. And I think you'll find when I put my tips in that, a bit later that I'll be following suit again this week.
I love it. And even Joe Lolly, 40 out of his 58 points was scored this weekend. 58 for the whole season. Simply incredible. We made a few changes last week. We were forced into taking out Angel Torres through suspension. We brought in Bernardo Oliveira. Not a bad change. Not that great, but still, you've got to make a pick. It's a throw of the dice. We also brought out Ulises Davila and brought in Zinedine Mishash. And that one didn't age that well, did it?
No, it didn't. And I also made that mistake in my personal team as well. I was weighing up Ryan Teague or Zinedine Mishash, and I went for Zinedine Mishash. Watching that game as soon as Ryan Teague scored, I was really happy for him because I really want to see him do well this year. But there's always that fantasy element in the back of your head that goes, oh, come on. But I think, you know, we mentioned Tate Russell earlier being the highlight of the team. And I know we bought Tate in a few weeks ago now. Realistically, the beauty of fantasy is that things naturally can surprise you. I mean, look at Alex Paulson, I should say, throughout this season. I mean, we've had him there or thereabouts. He's played some really good games. He's been a really steady point scorer for us. I personally had him on the bench in favour of Joe Gauchi, so that was a bad one again this week. But in terms of when we come across to looking at these future changes, there are so many players there that you are kind of narrow split decisions. I mean, looking at Tolgay Arslan, he would be one that maybe with the combination of their AFC Champions League games, the league games. We know that he's carrying a toe injury quite consistently as well, is Tolga. So he might be one there. But listen, I don't think we should be too hard on ourselves, to be honest.
No, and, you know, I think that one thing is, you know, we brought in a player like Zinedine Mishash because we've been looking at his form over the first three rounds and he's been consistently brilliant. And, you know, whether or not he doesn't get a return in one week, and yes, it hurts that Davila played so well and scored so highly in round three, but, you know, we need to remember that this is a long game and we're going for someone there that is going to be a consistent performer every week. You know, there might be dips and rises and troughs, etc. But, you know, we need to keep our eye on the fact that, you know, we are making these trades looking towards the long term. But if we look towards our leaderboard in our fantasy show league at the moment, as I mentioned, we clawed our way back into the top 100 last week. We worked really hard to bounce back from that 13-point haul in round two. But, guys, we're back down. We've dropped
that points. That hurts when you say, I still can't believe it's only 13 points. Yeah, jeez, that is a stinker.
I think we all need to get that, like a tattoo or something of that by the end of the season, just so that we can never forget it, and I certainly won't. But, you know, at the pointy end of our league, we have to give props to Matt, who has kept his place at the top of the table. There was a very interesting sort of battle between him and Sam after three rounds, but he's dropped into third. And someone has jumped into second place, Matty. So we've got Matty and Matt in first and second. First place is 461 points for the season, which is an average of 115. Absolutely colossal. But yeah, there's quite a few teams up there in the mid to sort of high-ish 400s, and that sort of competition is going to be interesting to watch as it unfolds. Unfortunately, boys, I think that we're not going to be able to feature in that conversation anytime soon, but it's good to see so many people in our league performing so well.
It really is, but one thing I have to ask you, Matt, are any of those accounts your burners? That's the one thing. There's about three or four Matts there, or Matties, or variants of Matt Comito. Can you confirm or deny that any of them are you?
you know what? I'm just going to keep the mystique going. And you know, you can look at our leaderboard and question whether I'm any one of those. But, you know, I am in the league somewhere. Maybe it's a bit of an inclination that it's not me because I'm not confirming that it is. But if I am ever up there in the top 5 or 10, you're definitely going to hear about it.
You can find the link to join our league in the show notes for this episode on whichever podcast platform you're listening to us on. So make sure you join, compete against us, compete against your mates, get everyone in, and it is plenty of good fun. We're not going to make any changes to the Isuzu Ute A-League men's team with the international break this weekend, but next week, make sure you join us to see who we're going to bring in. There's still plenty of time for us to decide and really ponder those options, and there's plenty that are really screaming out. Let's move into the Liberty A-League. It was a big weekend of action, some really awesome performers across that. We've been pretty consistent across the course of the season in the Liberty A-League. We got 95 points on the weekend, which is down from the previous week. So a bit of a tough one for us, Maddie, this week.
Yes, and we've dropped a fair few points in our league as well. We've dropped 11. We were fifth leading into round four, and now we are 16th. That 95, I think, hurt us. And you know what hurt us the most? I think that we've talked up Holly McNamara for a few weeks now, and we've never pulled the trigger in actually bringing her in to the team. I don't know why, but I think a lot of people brought her in either last week or the week before, put the captain's armband on her. I did in my league. I got 128 points with Holly as my captain. That's 64 from the City superstar. She is warming into the season brilliantly. But yes, 96 points isn't terrible by us in round four. It's something to build off, and we're definitely doing better in the Liberty A-League than we are in the Isuzu A-League, guys.
We are indeed, which is at least one positive of it. We mentioned Holly McNamara before. We've been pondering a few changes over the course. I feel like we have to pull the trigger on that. We're going to get to that later. But one player that I've been massive on this year and was petitioning the case for her, we didn't bring her in. And this was the conversation last week.
I've got an idea. Macy Fraser, only about 184K. She's been sensational to start the year. We could bring her in for someone like Daniela Galic, who's not been fantastic to start the season. She's been good, but maybe lacking a little bit. Like, what are we looking at? Like, could this be a... What are we saying?
I'm kind of interested just because, you know, Pecua's got this special feeling about Mackenzie Wienert for this week. And, you know, there's nothing we like more than chucking one of our managers up on the pedestal with the big prediction to either give them some props next week or to absolutely tear them down.
Tear them down. Maddie, what do you say?
You know what? I've got the opportunity right in front of me, but Pecua Frimpong, you're going to get a pass this week.
Let her up lightly.
Generous. She absolutely tore you to shreds a couple of weeks ago.
Look, you know, as CJ said, a good dictator that I am, you know, you keep your friends close, your enemies closer, all those kinds of things. But Mackenzie Wienert, I believe you were calling this game, Cam. She looked very bright. You know, that one-point haul, well, you can't really call it a haul, can you? But it wasn't indicative of how she performed. And, you know, like I just mentioned on the men's side of things, we bring players in with the long game, and we do think that Mackenzie is going to bring us points in the future, don't we?
Yeah, she was fantastic on the weekend. She was very unlucky. She got called offside quite a lot in this game, especially in the first half. So if she can kind of time her runs a little bit better, she'll be getting massive hauls, especially against some of the teams that she's coming up against as well. Emily Gilnick seems to be out for a period of time with injury. She only spent about 15 minutes on the park before coming off injured, so we hope she's okay. But that opens the door for a Melbourne Victory player to come in, and I've got one that I'm kind of keeping in my back pocket that I like the look of in that front line. But Mackenzie Wienert at the moment, it's a good pick. But Macy Fraser, she scored against Western Sydney a few weeks ago. Wellington Phoenix star. She got 17 points on the weekend, scored a free kick, and what a free kick it was, the Liberty A-League goal of the week. She's really tearing up the Liberty A-League this season.
She is, and I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. I think it was when we were looking to pull the trigger on Melina Ayres coming to the team, actually, which we'll come on to in just a bit. But the thing I like about Macy Fraser is that she's playing in a Wellington team that are on the up. that are playing with such confidence now. She's got a striker in Speckmeyer in front of her who is starting to find her feet in the league. Maisie Fraser is operating on that kind of edge of the box. She's picking up those positions where she's not afraid. I mean, actually, she loves having a shot from the edge of the box, which, you know, you never know what that will promote, whether that's a goalkeeper spills one and it ends up in the back of the net or someone else follows it in. So she's putting herself in positions. She's taking set pieces, which means that there's always the chance for points there to be gained, even if it's just, you know, chipping in an assist and it could even be in a loss. It's still points that are going towards our tally. So I like the suggestion. I wanted her in a couple of weeks ago. I didn't do it personally, either in my fantasy team. I think she is a very, very, I want to say lead contender to come into the team this weekend if we're looking at that midfield area, because I know that we're going to touch on the strikers in a bit as well.
What have you made of the 21-year-old from Wellington, Maddie? She's been sensational. Do you think it's time?
Yeah, I do think it's time. And, you know, it solves a problem for us in the sense that, you know, we've mentioned before that we've got too many Melbourne City players in our squad. And if we did want to move on bringing Holly McNamara in for a player like Melina Ayres, who just isn't getting on the park at the moment, you know, it would be City overkill in our team. We need some balance. And, you know, the player that we'd probably be looking to move out would be a Daniela Galic, who's not been, you know, performing too brilliantly from a fantasy perspective so far. So, you know, we've got that sort of option there. But yeah, Fraser, in terms of everything Dottie just said, she's exciting on set pieces, will get forward, takes long shots. And, you know, I think the most important thing for me as a fantasy manager is I love to sit down and just watch a player who's involved in everything, you know, that's taking those long shots, and you're sitting there on the edge of your seat thinking, you know, she's going to produce something for me any minute now. You know, I much prefer watching a player than a player who sort of drifts in and out of games. You know, just from the general enjoyment of fantasy in general as a principle, I think that she's a really, really fun player to consider. And at the moment, her price tag's around 250K. It's very affordable and, you know, it looks like it's only going to skyrocket. So the time to move on her really seems to be now.
I love it. So I think she's pretty much a lock. But is there anyone else that we think might be able to be brought into that midfield potentially?
Well, I tell you what is interesting. If you look at, given the fixture change that's happened this week with Western Sydney Wanderers and Canberra, that means Vesna Milivojevic isn't going to be playing again. We've got Fenton and Tumuth who are, you know, back for Sydney FC this week. If for whatever reason they don't play, we could be looking at a bench at the moment with a sub goalkeeper and three players that might not play. I'm banking on at least one of the Sydney FC players playing this weekend, probably Fenton, but Tumuth given, you know, Nat Tobin's absence. So there is room to move there. Would that be too naive, Matty, do you think, to look at Vesna given how much money we could bank by bringing somebody else in for a short-term sugar hit?
Look, I think that the trap that, and we've spoken about it on episodes before with Courtney Vine going, Sydney FC going to Uzbekistan and Courtney Vine being injured, is that Vesna Milivojevic is the kind of player that, you know, obviously she's not playing this week, but as soon as this week ends, we're going to want her back in straight away. She is miles and far and away the most effective fantasy player in the game right now. For me, she's one that we just simply have to keep on our bench, because by the time it gets to round 15, 16, we're going to run out of trades. We've been hitting the trade button pretty hard early doors.
I've been locking.
Having no sort of forward thinking about what's to come, but we're going to deal with that in future episodes. I'm confident that someone like Kirsty Fenton's going to come back in and play this week. Can move her into our back line. We can keep Vesna on the bench, and we can look at trading a Galic for a Maisie Fraser, and then maybe one of our forwards as well, guys.
This was the next point. So I think Maisie Fraser, we're all good to lock that in, at least price-wise. Melina Ayres missed 2 weeks in a row now with injury. It was the first week it was a 50-50 she might play with a hip concern. The second week, she was named in the squad and then dropped out completely as well. How do we feel about this? Even if she is fit on paper, do we think she's going to play? Do we think it's worth having her in the team? Are there other options we should be bringing in? What do you think, Hammers?
personally, I think I was the one that championed bringing her into the team. I think we should look to trade Melina Ayres out. I think you said there's 2 weeks in a row now where she's not been right physically to play, and that shows no signs of a hip injury. They're obviously not taking any chances with her. So I think if we look at alternatives, there are some obvious ones that we'll come across in this discussion now. I'd like to throw forward a different one, and I think that's Millie Farrow at Perth. She's $333,000, so she's cheaper than the Melina Ayres, who's at essentially $100,000, best part of $100,000 more expensive. Millie's playing every game for Perth. She's in a really, really hot attack at the moment with Grace Jarlet and Fonsong Kam in behind. She's got 3 assists so far this season. She's dovetailing really nicely with Grace Jarlet. The two of them, especially in that win away at Canberra, were fantastic up front. She is one of those players that she might jag a goal. She's a centre forward, so she's, you know, that's kind of in her wheelhouse is what's expected of her, but she's still contributing. And it might be that the fact that we've got Polisena and we've got, you know, potentially Holly McNamara, if we're looking at bringing her into the team, whatever way we work this, there is the ability for her to get us points, which I think, you know, we can't be relying on somebody to bag us 25, 30 points every single game. But I think if you're looking at a classic example of a football team, if everyone chips in with goals, for example, then your points slowly keep rising. So she would be my suggestion. Matty, I don't know what you think about Millie Farrow.
Yep, Millie Farrow is a great option. And like you mentioned, we've got the sort of the stock option in hand right now, which is just to swap Holly McNamara and Melina Ayres. You know, that's the one that I think is very safe. And then we've got the options that you've brought up with Millie Farrow, which is, you know, she's involved in everything. She hasn't scored. She's very unlucky not to have scored so far. And like you mentioned, Glory have been really, really exciting and dynamic moving forwards. But one other person that I would like to throw into the mix is Fiona Wirtz. 224K currently, guys. She scored in the opening weekend. And importantly, she just went to Uzbekistan with Sydney FC and scored a pair of braces. 4 goals in 2 games. Didn't get on the score sheet in the third, but she's looking absolutely sensational. I don't know what you guys thought of her form in Asian competition, but she's also another one. And like you mentioned, you know, Millie Farrow saves us 100-odd K on Holly McNamara. Well, Fiona Wirtz saves us 200K on Holly McNamara.
I certainly like it. Another option could be Mariana Speckmeyer from Wellington. I mean, we also have to look at the matchups this weekend. Wellington are playing Central Coast. Perth are playing Melbourne Victory, which is, that's a hard game for Millie Farrow. A very good defence in Melbourne Victory. Do we maybe pick someone else this week? And I know we don't want to keep chopping and changing, but if Millie Farrow then keeps up this form, do we then look to bring her in if she has a good run of fixtures looking forward? As well, Melbourne City are travelling to the Hunter to play Newcastle, who defensively are looking very, very shaky, Matty.
The important thing also to mention about Fiona Wirtz is that because Sydney have missed a couple of games, there are going to be double game weeks for them as well. You can only assume at this point in time whether or not that comes sooner or later, but those games will be in the bank at some point in time to consider.
This is one we have to look to the future for. So in January, Sydney FC Women's will play 6 games in the month. So they'll pick up a lot of those catch-up games in January, and that's when we have to look at a Courtney Vine, a Fiona Wirtz, Shay Connors, whoever's hitting form right when they're about
Princess
to have
Sabini.
Double. Princess Sabini, right when they're about to hit that those multiple game weeks, that's when we need to bank in on Sydney FC. So what do we think? Do we think Wirtz, Speckmeyer, Farrow, McNamara, do we have the cash as well to make both Macy Fraser and Holly McNamara work? We do have the money.
Okay. So we don't have the money. If we want to trade Galich and Polisena, not Polisena, we're keeping Polisena, guys, don't worry.
We absolutely have to.
If we want to trade Melina Ayres and Daniela Galich out, we cannot afford by a few thousand to bring in Macy Fraser and Holly McNamara. So I think that if we're going down that avenue and bringing in Macy Fraser for Daniela Galich, we look to either a Millie Farrow or a Fiona Wirtz. There is also the option, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks' time, if we don't pull the trigger on McNamara, we look at weighing up her versus Polisena just to keep one, you know, City attacker and not overload our forward line. So I think that maybe we are settling on that two-player trade, trading out Gallich for Macy Fraser, and then, you know, between Speckmeyer, Wirtz and Farrow, it's a bit of a toss-up to replace Ayres. I don't know what you think, Doddy.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're already looking ahead to January and Sydney FC playing six games. We're not going to have any trades left by then anyway.
So let's get them in now is what you're saying.
Listen, I'm happy to be overruled. I like Millie Farrow's playing in a really, really confident Perth team at the moment. They're at home again. They are playing a Melbourne Victory team that are not in the best of form. They have had a really topsy-turvy start to the A-League women's season. That's my personal pick to go with Millie Farrow. And then I think Matt's right that we maybe look further down the line as to weighing up how many Melbourne City players we have in the team. Cam, what do you think?
I think it's a great shout. I think also it'll maybe takes a quick look for us, but in terms of what are Perth's next 3 to 5 games, what are they looking like? Is it, obviously they're playing Melbourne Victory, who are resurgent. You're right, they lost the first 2 games of the season. They've now won 2 on the trot. It might be time to bring in someone like Millie Farrow. The one thing I would say about it, I would love to if Holly McNamara scores 4 goals against Newcastle, I won't be surprised, and I'll be devastated if we don't have her in our team, Maddie.
Yeah, so Glory have next. They have Victory. They have an absolute blockbuster distance derby against the Phoenix away the next round. Melbourne City away, another tricky fixture. And then Sydney at home, Western United away. You know, these fixtures aren't
those
simple.
Those are title credential fixtures.
Yep, those are very hard. So what are we thinking?
These are not easy.
Do we maybe wait on Macy Fraser to see if we can make it work? But then we've got heaps of Melbourne City players in our team.
Well, I keep wanting to lean on Comito to take the decision because I know that he'll get the criticism next week.
I think the options that we do have now, because we do have a number up our sleeve. I think we can either go the 2-player trade, get rid of Gallich, bring in Fraser, and then get rid of Ayres, bring in Wirtz. I think looking at Glory's fixtures just then, I think that it might be scaring us off the idea of Farrow for the next 6 weeks. Yeah. Either that or we just take out Ayres, leave Fraser for another week and bring in Holly McNamara.
Well, looking at Melbourne City's fixtures, Matt, if we're going to just toss up that way. So they're away at Newcastle this round. Then they're away at Sydney FC. Then they're home to Perth Glory. Then they're away at the Mariners. And then it's a Melbourne derby against Victory. So I think if we're looking at the comparison of those, because this is what we have to start doing now. This is what we're playing catch up, because I guarantee every single other punter in our league is already looking at fixtures ahead, and we're just doing week by week. So that's why we're falling down the ladder. But I think if we're looking at a fixture comparison between what Melbourne City have coming up and what Perth Glory have coming up, I do think Melbourne City's is ever so slightly more favourable, just because they have that game against an out-of-form Newcastle coming up.
I completely agree. And this weekend's fixtures play a massive role in that as well. So do we want to get Holly McNamara in and leave Daniela Gallich, or is there another midfield option other than Macy Fraser that's cheaper that will allow us to potentially get to where we want to be?
It's a tough one, gentlemen.
I've been looking at it now, and it's hard. It's very hard. I was looking at, you know, Georgia Cassidy maybe, but she's playing a little bit deeper. The obviously Liberty A-League Young Player of the Month. Other than that, there's not too many other midfield options at a good price point, cheaper than Macy Fraser, that are really screaming out to me, unless we go Mania Elliott from Wellington Phoenix. But she's coming off the bench. I'm not sold on it. She's a great player, but pure minutes-wise, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Look, I think just to keep it simple, you know, I'll throw you guys 2 options and we can decide from there, okay? So we've got straight swap of Melina Ayres and Holly Mack. That'll leave us Holly McNamara, Polisina, Daniela Gallich, Rebecca Stott and Lissy Hemphrey from Melbourne City in our team.
Come on,
or we go, or we go the alternate of getting rid of Gallich, bringing in Fraser and then trading out Ayres for Fiona Wirtz.
That could be the compromise.
She's against her former club too.
Yeah.
Holly McNamara is going to be very hot property this week. Okay, so, you know, we may, ideal scenario, we'd be bringing her in straight away. But the fact is, I think we've put a rod up our back by having too many City players and losing the balance. So let's go differential. Let's bring in Wirtz. Let's bring in Macy Fraser. And let's reconsider next week. And I'm sure that Holly McNamara will be worth 800,000 and well out of our reach by then.
All right, let's lock that in. Fiona Wirtz coming in. Melina Ayres out. Daniela Galic out as well. And Macy Fraser coming in. Lock it in. It's happening. Let's cross our fingers and toes and hope it works out this weekend. Hold our breath, guys. You can join our league. You can find the link to join it in the show notes for this episode on whichever podcast platform you're listening to us on. So make sure you join and join the party as well. Tipping, let's go really quick through this one. Just the Liberty A-League this weekend. Doddy, we'll start with you and then Matt and then myself. Central Coast versus Wellington.
Draw this one for me.
I'm going the Phoenix.
I'm going the Knicks too. You can't go past them. They're so good at the moment. It is a tough away trip though. Perth versus Melbourne Victory.
Home win. 5 from 5. Perth glory for me.
Perth glory. Millie Farrow Brace. Hey, Doddy.
Hopefully. I've just transferred her into my personal team.
He wants to stay on top of the league. That's why he didn't let us get her in. I'm going to say the same. Perth victory. Perth win, I should say. Adelaide versus Sydney.
Away team win, Sydney FC. I'm just hoping they're not too knackered after that monster trip back from Uzbekistan, but away team for me, Sydney.
Yeah, I'll go a draw. I'd say that if Sydney weren't travelling, like you mentioned, it might be a bit more in Sydney's favour, but yeah, right now I think that might be a factor.
I hope for your sake, if it is a draw, it's 4-4 and Fiona Wirtz that score.
I'm going to say 2-2. I'm going to say a Desmond, a draw in that one. Entertainment galore. Also, Amelia Murray scored in this game last year. Let's hope she can do it again. Let's hope Fiona Wirtz can get on the score sheet. Newcastle versus Melbourne City.
Melbourne City for me.
Yeah, Melbourne City for sure. They looked absolutely brilliant going forward last week. They need to fix things up defensively though, don't they, CJ?
I was just about to say that. They were playing Western Sydney, who I think are of a similar calibre to Newcastle this year, two sides that are struggling. I think this will be Melbourne City, but they really need to tighten up the screws at the back. Brisbane Roar versus Western United at Ballymore. What do you reckon, Doddy?
I'm going to go new manager bounce, but not full bounce, half bounce. This is going to be a draw for this one for me.
No. You can't go a half bounce, mate. It's either a full bounce.
They're bouncing back from a loss.
I'm not accepting the new manager half bounce. I'm sorry.
Matty, are you converting back to your religion?
Oh, I converted as soon as the final whistle blew at Cooper Stadium last round, let me tell you that. Yes, Alex Smith is going to rebound. Well, they don't even really need to rebound, do they, Brisbane? They've been doing brilliantly. But I think there will be a home win for the new coach at Ballymore, CJ.
I think so too. We saw what happened with Jaden Kucharski with Sydney FC. So I'm going to say Sean Fry double. Alex Smith, a good mate of mine. So I'm hoping he gets that new manager bounce, and I know he will. So Brisbane Roar will get the win over Western United. And that wraps up today's episode of the A-League's Fantasy Show. Doddy, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Campbell.
And Matty, all the way from Perth, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, guys.
We'll be back to our regular Thursday night time slot next week to go over everything in the world of fantasy after this weekend's round of the Liberty A-League, as well as looking ahead to the following weekend's action. To never miss an episode, remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from, and to stay up to date with everything A-League's related, head to aleagues.com.au, keepum.com.au, or download the A-League's app. Once again, James, Matty, thank you for joining me, and as always, remember to enjoy the football.